kind of a coincidence that we were at a funeral, because that's how I first met Dina. Being a great personal friend of many people, he had flown down to a funeral for a friend in Los Angeles. So I went to the house of the family friend. And if you think Dina was big then, imagine him in a rugby shirt with huge white stripes. Anyway, he was extremely nice and very much like a lovable bear. And like a bear, Beanie was always a pleasure to be around, as long as you didn't threaten his family or friends. Then you know what it feels like to come between a mother bear and your cub. Later, I found out that I had it easy. You see, as it turns out, I was marrying his favorite daughter, which automatically made me his favorite son-in-law. With this new status, however, I would come in, he would offer me the best drink in the house. And knowing me, I wouldn't repeat. I mean, I never took it.
Later, he's not a drinker.
I'm not a drinker. Thank you. Later, and I don't even think you guys knew about this, but sometimes I'd come in, and he'd take me aside and say, "Don, I got these great baseball tickets." You know, and you have first pick. And I said, like, you know, this reminds me of the story of Joseph and his brother. You know, and I could just see myself, you know, getting on the bad side of me and brothers and being exiled to Silicon Valley or something. And so I'd always refuse it. And as you know, Beanie knew a lot of people, and in every walk of life, he had so many connections that he even got me a job at a computer consulting firm in 1982. And it was very, very nice. When I first moved here, people knew me, didn't know who I was. So I just say, "Oh, I'm Beanie's son-in-law." And they say, like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who you are. And it just opened so many doors. And Beanie was also a very smart person. When I got him a computer, he didn't ask me for any lessons at all. And yet he dove in just like a fish to water. And I will miss him very much.